find yourself a comfortable position. Take a few moments just to settle yourself down, getting really comfortable there. It doesn't matter if you're in a bed or a chair, whether you have pillows or cushions, just make yourself nice and relaxed. Take a couple of deep breaths and just focus for a second on your breathing. Breathing slowly, calmly and deeply. Lovely. Now, take a moment to really feel any tension in your body and consciously focus on letting that go. It's surprising how much tension we store in our muscles, both the little ones in our face and scalp and the larger ones in our back or legs. So think just for a moment about those tiny muscles of your face and really feel them relaxing, easing and softening. Allow that feeling of relaxation to run down your neck, softening your neck and shoulders as you sink back into those comfortable cushions. And as that wave of relaxation runs down through your arms, through your core, you'll feel every muscle from the very tips of your fingers start to soften and relax. You'll notice your breathing becoming slower, more regular, as that relaxation passes through your core, softening and relaxing those big muscles in your back. As it passes down through your legs, softening your legs, your knees, your ankles, the very tips of your toes, so that all of your body is comfortable and relaxed. Because the more you physically relax, the more we know we can mentally relax. So now that you feel so comfortable, so at ease, just imagine for me that you're standing outside on the terrace of a beautiful old stately home or country mansion, perhaps. You can feel the sun warming your skin, just the perfect temperature for you. With perhaps a gentle breeze too, just to keep it the perfect temperature. Now, this house may be somewhere you've visited, somewhere you've seen on a film or on television, or maybe completely of your imagination. But wherever you are, it's warm and sunny. And you're looking around you, seeing everything in such beautiful, vivid detail. And you notice, off to one side, an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps that lead down into the most beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being, comfort. Make that really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 down to 0. And you can walk down those steps as I count, taking one step closer to the garden, but also another step down into levels of relaxation, so that by the time we get to 0, you're just as deeply relaxed as you need to be today. You'll know that you don't need to be completely silent. Any noises you can hear around you will just remind you that you're safe and comfortable. They won't disturb or distract you. They'll just add to that sense of ease and comfort as we get more and more relaxed. So when you're ready, let's take that first step at 10. Moving comfortably. No need to rush. Taking that next step to 9. Moving calmly. Steadily as you step down to 8. Feeling relaxed and calm as you continue on to 7. Noticing your breathing becoming slower and steadier at 6. Halfway down at 5, just letting go of the day. Feeling calmer and calmer as you reach 4. Calmer still at 3. Practically floating from 3 to 2, almost all the way there at 1, until at 0 you find yourself in this wonderful garden, You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass under your feet, and the scent of all those beautiful flowers is all around you, heavy in the air. There's the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness. It's almost a magical place here, stretching into the distance as far as you can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs, tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you and you wander over, settle yourself down onto that soft grassy bank and just rest there for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you as you listen to the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds the stream. After a little while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the bluest of blue skies. And as you relax, more and more your eyes begin to close. And you just drift off into a deep, relaxing sleep. And as you sleep there, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter. Lighter and lighter. So light that it feels as if you might begin to float up into the air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating, drifting, gently carried up and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see, even through those closed eyes, that you're floating in a sea of colour, a warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in warmth and colour that seems somehow unreal, but also comfortingly familiar. You're aware of misty reds and orange, soft yellows, gentle greens, blues that seem almost like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could possibly imagine. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow, because in this rainbow, time and space don't exist in the same way that we usually know it. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps the blink of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time to a time far beyond our future, or maybe back in time, back before you were even born. Gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful, relaxed feeling. Just floating, drifting through this magical sea of gentle, flowing colour, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You're still idly wondering about all this when you feel yourself begin to float gently downwards. Lower and lower, softly sinking down and down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realise that you've stopped floating down and you find yourself on the shore of a lake, a large, tranquil lake, surrounded by gently rolling hills that have veiled in a soft, silvery mist. There are more trees here, sweetly scented flowering shrubs and tall grasses growing at the water's edge, and everything is bathed in the most beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth, and you find yourself marvelling at the sense of calm, of comfort, that fills your entire being as you wander slowly along the sandy shore of this beautiful lake. Noticing as you stroll past that the waters are constantly changing colour. They're subtle changes and they blend so smoothly that it's difficult to tell when that blue became violet or when that deep violet became a relaxing green. The changes of colour fascinate you and you settle yourself down onto a small, smooth rock and just sit there for a while. watching the colours shift and change on the water. Every now and then something, a fish perhaps, just something, just breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock, the one that you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do that, you create yet more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. And you realise that this calm, tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge, that while you are here, you are part of everything, and everything is part of you. You find it easy here, so very easy, to let go of any barriers to memory, acceptance, change or learning. For here your mind is open, prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it's for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days, weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it's helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life and giving you a confidence within yourself that you can deal with any situation life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself, and it's this understanding that allows you to make all the changes you need to for your benefit. So that with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever it is you set your mind to, with that positive attitude, that quiet strength. Now, more and more, you become aware of a change, a transformation taking place in your personality. You're adopting a more positive outlook on life and you believe in yourself more every day. You're learning to act boldly, bravely, realising that you're fully capable of making the proper decisions and have all the confidence you need to carry them through, so that each day you can feel more and more secure within yourself. With this new relaxed attitude towards yourself and others around you, you realise that you are gaining control. Control of your thoughts, control of your feelings, control of your emotions and responses, and this gives you a real feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with it in a calm, positive way. You know that when you are relaxed and calm, you can focus on everything you have to do, that you can accept life just as it is, and you can accept people just as they are. And as you feel more and more confident every day, you become more aware of the wide range of resources, resources you already have within you, that allow you to be more in control of everything that you do. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now. You know that life will bring good things to you, good people, good times. Because I want to remind you that every phase of life can be joyful, that every part of life can be fun, but it depends on you, because you, only you, are the one that allows thoughts to live in your mind. How you think determines how you feel, and how you feel goes on to influence the world around you. You can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed and grow beneficial thoughts in your mind. And more, day by day, you'll find just how important it is to choose every thought with care. Because those thoughts that you seed and grow and allow to flourish in your mind, those concepts, beliefs, habits and patterns of behaviour, become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance. You might, of course, wonder just how our subconscious control mind can do this, how it can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. But once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction you want to go in, it becomes easy. Because each and every one of us has this vast sphere of resources, health intelligence, life understanding, that allow us to do whatever we want to do. And the way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict rules. For whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag those problems into the future with you, where they attract more of the same. Your own negative thoughts provide the energy that feeds your problems, keeping them alive. So switch things around. Focus your thoughts on how you want things to be. And when you do that, you attract the solutions. You attract good fortune, good people and good times, just like a magnet. Your subconscious control mind knows what you want to achieve. And what you want, or sometimes something even more useful, will present itself, almost as if it's been seeking to find that expression in your everyday life. And the amazing fact is that it has. And this is the fresh pattern that you are going to carry forward to this new phase of life, this more elevated mental and emotional vantage point from where you can always see the best options, the best opportunities in life, free from problems, free from self-limiting influences, free from old beliefs and old habits and outdated patterns of behaviour. This is a new world for you now. The things that have happened in the past have happened, and from those events you've learned so much. Those experiences help you to know what's right for you, so that now you can relax, letting go of any negative thoughts and feelings, turning things around now, seeing the positive in everything. For you, the glass is always half full as you refuse to accept that you've been guilty of any failure, recognising instead that what you've done was your very best, that no one can ask more from you than that. Negative thoughts, negative emotions have no place at all in your life now. They hold you back. They prevent you from being that amazing person you wish to be, that you really can be. Every day, you learn more through experience. It's the best and the most effective way of learning that there is. And you are the product of all that experience. All of those events that occurred way back then. You're better for your experiences as you continue to learn more every day about that amazing ability you already have to use this learning in a positive, forward-looking way that tells you inside your mind, I can, I am, I will. You can look back now to the events of childhood and of growing up, the ones that have shaped you, made you the person you are today. Take pride now in yourself as you recognise with ever-increasing clarity that you can be selective in the memories, the people, the things that you choose to keep, the ones that you place value on. It's true, isn't it, that everything has a value, and for you, that's the value that you, only you, give to it. So those things, those people, those experiences that have no value to you, you can get rid of them now. Cast them away as over and done with. As you take control of your life, control of your emotions, things begin to happen the way you want them to happen. Your clarity of thought, your ever-increasing emotional maturity ensure that you have all you need. An attitude of mind that's positive and forward-looking. As you move forward with this new attitude, this new confidence in your own abilities, others around you will notice and recognise that they can draw strength from you. That comes from a knowledge that you can be relied on to act in a positive way, one that overcomes difficulties in a calm, ordered way. you begin to enjoy being valued, having your contribution to all situations welcomed, your opinion asked as you grow and mature into that person you really want to be. You already have all that you need to be successful, so you can be more relaxed, more comfortable in every situation. Positive thinking can become a habit for you. We create those habits through repetition, so the more that you use that positive attitude of mind, the stronger that habit will grow. You practice being positive and confident, and you're seen by others around you to be positive and confident. As you act positively and confidently, then you feel positive and confident in yourself. It's as easy as that. Yours is that ability to choose how you wish to see things, with maturity and great pride in knowing that no longer are you that person caught in the trap of negative thinking, measuring everything in the light of what might go wrong. For you now, there is no failure. For you, it simply does not exist, as you recognise that the only measure you need is that of your own success. Each little grain of success is the foundation upon which that future success is built. And that success is now just your way, now and in the future. As you recognise that any fear or anxiety is just concern that you might lose control. But you know that's not true at all, because to lose control, first you must have control. And you choose not to lose the ability that you know is yours to make things happen your way, now and in the future. I can, I am, I will. Those words now become a real integral part of you, part of that internal peace of mind that is yours as you choose to take it and move forward with your life. So while you're thinking about that, I'd like to tell you a story. It's one of my very favourites. It's about a village in a very isolated part of the world. So isolated was this village that they very rarely saw visitors from the outside world. And the people in this village had a secret. They had a magical painting. It had been given to them by a stranger way back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. And the stranger had said to them, as long as this picture stays in the village, everything will go right for the people of the village. And they felt safe and protected having this picture. One day, another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome. They allowed him to stay in the room where the painting was kept. When they got up in the morning, the stranger had left, and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were devastated. They felt that their happiness had gone, that life could never again be the way that they'd pictured it. They looked out of the window and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees weren't in bloom, and even the birds no longer sang. And they all felt very sad. But then one of the young women of the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall, and she started to paint her own picture. She started to paint the most beautiful image of trees and birds and flowers. Soon some others joined her, and before long all of the people were cooperating in making this painting. They all got so absorbed in it that it wasn't until the first young woman looked out of the window and said, "Look, everything is changing," that they realised the sky had turned blue again. The trees and flowers were back in bloom, and even the birds were singing once more. And just like those villagers, everything you do now, you can do better than you have ever done before. You can approach each new task, each new day, with complete ease of mind, knowing that you're in the perfect frame of mind to deal with things, feeling calm, relaxed and positive. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your resilience grows and becomes stronger. As more and more your feelings of self-worth too become strong and powerful. Every day, every new situation, whenever you need to, you take control. Calm your mind. Disregard those little troubles and feel calm, relaxed, positive, confident, and competent, fully your own person. From today, you can go out into the world looking forward with this new determined optimism, armed now with new knowledge, new understanding of who you are, unique, special, intelligent and attractive, gifted, loved, your real self, fully confident in your own abilities to be true to the things, values and people that really are the most important to you. Able to recognise what is false, inappropriate or just unnecessary. Now you can love and respect yourself for the amazing person that you are. And you'll be happy with everything that you do already have. Yesterday has gone, and with it went any chance to make that any different. Tomorrow is a myth that we can colour with our imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real. And it's for this moment that we live, before that too is gone. Either seized upon, enjoyed and made the most of. Not wasted. You can choose which reality will be yours. And I know that you will make the very best of choices about how you do that.